The life cycle of ants. Behavior, reproduction, communication, defense, among others, the colonial life cycle of ants. How do ants mate? From the moment an ant hatches from its egg, it begins its life cycle, a cycle full of challenges and hard work, but more importantly, a cycle with a purpose in which the colony is the number one priority. During this stage, the ant will feed, grow and reproduce with the sole objective of serving its sisters and its queen. Depending on the type of social behavior and the species, these life cycles can vary, especially if we are talking about a queen ant, a soldier, a worker, or a male. However, the essence of their purpose is always the same. Serve a greater good during its useful life. In the case of male ants, they have a much shorter life cycle than the rest of the ants in the colony since, normally, their process will end after mating, and this begins at the moment they leave the mound to look for queens with whom he can reproduce. However, if they do not mate, his time can be much longer. On the other hand, the origin of the worker ants has the purpose of feeding both the larvae and the queen and protecting the nest, so their life is a little longer than that of the male, well, as long as they do not die in service. Finally, colonizing queen ants have a much longer life than the rest, depending entirely on their living conditions. Both how it is fed, as well as the environmental conditions and even the levels of stress to which it is exposed. In good conditions, there is information that these can live for decades. Growth phases of ants. What is the purpose of the larval stage? First of all, let's define what the larval phase is. The larval phase is the stage in which the ants transform from larvae to adults, or rather it is the stage in which the egg hatches and the larvae are born, a period of metamorphosis in which the ants depend 100% on their caregivers. During this phase, the larvae receive care and protection from the adults, specifically from the worker ants, as they are very vulnerable. At the end of the larval stage, the larvae transform into pupae. What is the purpose of the pupal stage? The pupa is the state of metamorphosis that insects go through at the end of a life cycle. The pupa is responsible for taking the bug to the adult stage. In the case of ants, this is the stage in which their characteristic anatomy, such as jaws and teeth, antennae, and even the stinger, are formed. The adult stage of an ant. How fast do ants grow? Finally, we reach the stage of adulthood. Several studies have revealed that the ants will leave the egg after 8 to 10 weeks have elapsed. At this time, the adult ant is developed to become a great hunter, but even so, it will take a little more time for its exoskeleton to be solid and predators are not a danger to the new member of the colony. How does an ant reproduce? In nature, ants live in colonies that can consist of thousands or millions of individuals. Within a colony, ants are divided into three main groups: workers, soldier ants, and the queen. The queen is the only ant capable of reproduction, and therefore, during the ant mating season, she is the only one that can lay eggs. The workers are in charge of taking care of the eggs and the newborn while the soldiers protect the colony. Why do the adults feed the larvae? Ant larvae are unable to feed themselves, so the adults provide them with food through a process called trophallaxis. Trophallaxy is the act of regurgitating the stomach contents of an adult ant into the mouth of a larva. The larvae receive vital nutrients and enzymes in this way and cannot survive without them. How are ant colonies formed? Social life of ants. Ant colonies are formed in a very particular way. It all begins when a mature female ant leaves her nest searching for a male mate to whom she is attracted. If one is found, the pair bond together and begin looking for a place to build and find their own colony. Once they have found the perfect spot, the pair begin digging a hole for future generations of ants to nest. The first litter of eggs they lay is small, but over time they increase the number of children they produce. As the children get older, they begin to help their parents with household chores, such as cleaning the nest or looking for food. And so, little by little, the colony grows and establishes the beginning of what will be its mega civilization, in which they will become social architects ready for conquest and form an army prepared for war.